Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
True Confessions. True Confessions. Team PXY with Whitney Young and Corey James.
With your deepest secrets revealed.
Without the messy consequences.
This is Team PXY's True Confessions.
This certainly isn't the first time that we've heard from someone who was keeping a secret from the person they're in a relationship with, but this is the first time it's been a secret like this one.
Yeah. We've got the voice changer on. Your identity is protected. Go ahead and spill your secret.
So my secret is that my boyfriend doesn't know that I've got a sugar daddy.
Oh.
Okay, now I've been trying to figure out where to even start with this one, actually.
How did you meet a sugar daddy?
Okay, so like 3 years ago, I was introduced to him by this photographer that I knew. I mean, I was kind of struggling for money. I just graduated from college. I was, you know, buried in debt. And he told me that this guy had reached out to him asking if he knew any attractive women that might be interested in being hired to attend events with him.
Okay, I feel like I have to ask this question. Is this like a situation where, you know, you're just like arm candy, or is there more going on?
I mean, basically just the arm candy.
Basically?
Yeah, for the most part, it's just absolutely going to events with him. But he has asked for pictures in the past, too.
What kind of pictures?
They aren't the kind of pictures I'd feel comfortable posting on Instagram, if that answers your question.
Okay. Yep. Got it. Okay, but like nothing physical.
Oh, God, no. No. Never. I made that very clear right up front. You know, I told him I had no problem going to events, and even the picture thing was cool, but I mean, it can be a little weird, but you know, no, there was nothing physical in this deal, and it's never been that way.
All right, now, again, questions we just have to ask here. How much is this guy shelling out? Is this like a per event kind of? Like, I have no idea how it works. I've never spoken to someone who's actually had a sugar daddy before. This is actually kind of fascinating in a very strange way.
You didn't have one, Corey?
No.
every month, he gives me $1,000.
Wow. Okay. And how often do you go to events with him?
Actually, not really that often.
Okay. And the picture thing? Sending him pictures?
Yeah, that's pretty random, too. Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes months will go by, and I won't hear from him.
But the payments keep coming.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about your boyfriend for a second. How long have you guys been dating?
Only a couple of months. It's still really new, and that is why I haven't told him.
And he has absolutely no idea. You don't think there's like a sneaking suspicion? He's not asking like, hey, where'd you get this $1,000 from?
No, I haven't even heard from the guy since I've been dating my boyfriend. But I know that sooner or later he will reach out.
Do you have any idea how he'd react?
Well, this is actually only the second guy that I've really dated since I've been in this situation, but let's just say that the first one, the first time, it was not well received.
What happened?
He gave me an ultimatum.
Oh, yikes.
Okay. Now, again, even though there's nothing physical happening, I could certainly see if that was the situation, maybe someone you were dating being hung up on that, but...
Yeah, well, he refused to believe that I was telling him the truth about that. He just could not wrap his brain around, you know, the idea of some older guy paying $1,000 a month and not getting more out of it than just that. And on the positive side, the fact that he essentially thought I was a hooker, you know, made my decision pretty easy.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Well, yeah, yeah. I'm curious, though, had he just given you the ultimatum, would you have, you know, which would you have chosen between the two of them?
Honestly, I still would not have picked him.
Oh,
wow.
I mean, I barely have to do anything for this money, and it makes my life so much easier, and, you know, now I'm kind of used to it.
I mean, I can't say I blame you. There's certainly plenty of people who would have, you know, taken that kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean, I know you had a bad experience when you, you know, told the first guy you were dating about your situation, but I'm generally curious if that's how most people would react, because it sounds like you're sort of like almost, it's like a modeling job in a way.
Kind of.
A personal modeling arrangement.
I mean, it's definitely weird.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put myself like in your boyfriend's shoes. I don't think I would like it by any means, but... I also remember being like in my early and mid 20s and like really struggling for money, and $1,000 a month would have been a game changer.
Yeah. Just the thought of you sending pics, like posing, like, well, maybe, like, I don't know. Let's throw it out there. Call into the show now, 222-9800, or you can text us on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. If you found out the person you were dating was in an arrangement like this, how would you react?
Yeah, and we'll see what people say, and either you're going to feel a lot better about telling your boyfriend, or you're going to feel a lot worse about telling your boyfriend. I'm not sure which way it's going to go. Wise Jim on the phone right now wants to jump in for Team PXY True Confessions. Good morning, Wise Jim.
I came into the conversation late. All I heard was sugar daddy something, sugar mama, whatever that is.
So we talked to a woman for Team PXY True Confessions who admitted that there's a man that pays her $1,000 a month to essentially have her be arm candy to events that he goes to, and there's some photos that he requests every now and again, but nothing physical. And she's nervous about telling her boyfriend about this, because apparently this is a situation that's been going on for about 3 years, and she was dating someone else a while back and told him, and he immediately assumed she was a hooker, basically.
Well, good for her if she can get that done without the extra.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah.
So our question is, would you be cool with that if, again, there was nothing physical involved?
Yeah, I don't know if I would be, but I mean, if she could pull that off, God bless her.
Wise Jim, thanks for the call as always. Yeah, it's I feel very torn about it, because it's interesting. If you think of it just logically, right, you're getting $1,000 a month, which for some people is more than they make.
Yeah.
You know, just with working.
Yeah.
For, you know, she described it's not really a ton of work. It's, you know, he reaches out every now and again. It's not even every month that things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also that part of you that would just feel weird and gross by that.
Yeah, not for me. I mean, that would be an unattractive quality for, you know, to be dating someone who didn't want to, like, have an honest job. It's not really, you know, it's not really on the up and up. I mean, you have to really seek these arrangements out.
Well, again, if you missed Team PXY True Confessions, she said that this was a photographer that she knew that put her in touch with this guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's making connections. I mean, essentially she got this by networking,
okay,
when it comes down to it.
Let's think long term as well. Like, you can't do this forever,
sure,
you know? Like,
yeah.
This isn't a career. And also, it's just, I don't know, it's just icky. It feels icky.
Some text coming through. Clip PXY Safe text line 69822. I would ask for a percentage of the money.
Wow.
This texter, does he have any openings?
Oh, jeez.
Another person, a friend of mine has a sugar daddy in the same arrangement. No sex, just arm candy. There are legit websites for this as well.
Yeah, seekingarrangement.com.
Yeah.
This one, I would be okay with it, and so would my boyfriend, but then again, we are kinky freaks.
Okay, well, there's that. Again, along the lines of this, the logical side of it, this texter, the sugar daddy is funding the dates and whatever else. I mean, you know, essentially he could be paying for, like, the vacations for her and her boyfriend when you think
That's
about it, really.
So weird. Because, ew, I don't like it. I don't like it.
222-9800. It's Team PXY. Hi.
Hi. My name's Kendall. I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Kendall, ooh, calling from Orlando. Are you in Orlando? Are you listening on the radio.com app?
Yeah.
Awesome. Ooh, what's going on, Kendall?
Nothing. I wanted to comment on the true confession.
Yes.
With the girl who has the sugar daddy.
Yeah.
I think that if she does tell her boyfriend, she should be prepared for him to not want to be with her at all. Because I think that, like, men have a certain sort of pride factor that they have when it takes away from their manliness because she's getting something from another man.
Okay.
That's so damaging to his pride for her. It's going to make him feel like he's not enough for her or that he can't give her what she needs. Even if she needs that money or whatever, if her relationship is more important to her, then she could just go out and work her butt off like everybody else.
And sure.
I want men to take care of her bills.
No, that's a great point, and you're very, very right. I'm sure there's many men out there that would, kind of be like, well, you know, it's all, in a weird way, it's like a control thing, right, when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of gross when you really think about
gross.
It. Yeah. I mean, because again, if you're thinking about it just strictly from a logical standpoint, right, she is getting a very decent sum of money every month for not really doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like, kind of like emotional or financially cheating or emotional cheating. It's
you think?
Cheating because, yes, I think so. Because you're lying, you're being dishonest.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, you're indulging and you're allowing another man to spoil you. You're allowing another man to satisfy your needs to take care of you. And I mean, that's not how it works. It's not, I need money. I'm just going to go up and have this random guy, just throw money at me for no reason. I'm not giving him anything. And also, he's never going to trust that she's not actually anything.
Well, I mean, right. I think, I mean, let's be honest, even if she's like his arm candy, you know, there's flirting, there's flattering, there's different things going on. And so, yeah, you're walking a really fine line. And you bring up a good point. Like, a lot of people would say emotional cheating is even worse than physical cheating. So
exactly, and those are the things that I think should be reserved, like the arm candy, the, you know, just the companionship that should be reserved for your significant other. You know what I mean?
It's
fair. No, absolutely. Hey, Kendall, thank you for checking us out on the radio.com app.
Of course, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Checking the poll up on Facebook at Facebook. I just got to search not APXY for that. 74% saying they would not be down with the situation.
Yeah, not surprised.
Which by my quick math makes me think that 26% would be okay with the situation.
Well, based on the text line, you know, there are people asking for a cut of the money.
Yeah, yeah. Let's grab one more. 222-9800. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Rochester.
What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to tell you, I'm a sugar daddy myself.
You are? Really? Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Whoa!
I start these girls off the same way. I get them used to that $1,000 for a few months to where they got to have it. And next thing you know, I'm...
Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay.
Okay. All righty then. Thank you for the phone call. That was enlightening.
Yikes.
You know, I've kind of been on the fence this whole time about this. And yeah, I don't think it'd be cool, this situation.
No.
You know what's such a good feeling? Leaving work and going home. On your way home today, come hang with me, Debbins, on Nettie PXY. I've got hit music for you while you de-stress and think about nothing. As well as awesome prizes like concert tickets and free money to pay your bills. And if you're not driving home at that time, you can still listen from anywhere with the radio.com app. So let's hang out every afternoon from 3 to 7 on Nettie PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.